Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This package is being considered by Congress under the budget reconciliation process, which only requires a 51-vote majority in the Senate for approval. Specific to agriculture, the measure primarily provides additional funding for nutrition and feeding programs, but it does include several billion dollars for USDA to utilize for purchasing food products, as well as taking efforts to help support the ag and food supply chain resiliency during COVID. During the Ag Committee's consideration of their portion of the bill, there was one amendment that was approved, which would extend the WHIP Plus disaster program to cover 2020 crop losses. It's unclear at this time if that amendment will remain in the final measure that gets approved by Congress, but obviously that's something that the council is supportive of, and if it doesn't remain in this bill, we will be trying to work with Congress in the coming months to get WHIP Plus coverage for the 2020 crop year, knowing of all the disasters that occurred across the Cotton Belt and the need for that assistance.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We expect a vote by the full Senate to confirm Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture next Tuesday. Also next week, it's possible that the Senate will approve the nomination of Michael Regan to lead EPA. And then finally, we understand that the Senate Finance Committee may hold a hearing next week on Katherine Tai, who is the nominee for U.S. Trade Representative, and that will be her first hearing since being nominated for this position.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are efforts in Congress weighing in with the Small Business Administration in regard to the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been opened for a second round of payments as a result of legislation approved with additional funding at the end of last year. And while that legislation included positive changes to try to make PPP more accessible to farmers regardless of their business organization structure, there are still some concerns with how SBA is administering this. And so members of Congress are weighing in with the agency, encouraging them to make adjustments and issue guidance to make it clear that any type of farming entity, whether they're organized as an S corporation, partnership, or otherwise, should be able to have the same equitable access and qualify for the same level of support under PPP.